Geshe Gelick is here.
Good morning. Please have
morning,
a seat. Good morning, Ramasi.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Venerable Hamo.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Patricia. Patagonia. Good morning, Sandy. Cindy, are you okay? Oh, yeah. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, children, Alexander. Thank you for translating Spanish. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Panditji, Pati. Good morning, David. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Arlene. Rashidilek. Alex. good morning, Carolina. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Fernanda, Marcelo, Patagonia. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Jill. And anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Thank you. Welcome back to Sunday class. Now, Venerable Hamula will lead some prayer, okay?
We'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Hiyata Omune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Hiyata Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispel of disease of the three poisons. I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. Say the mantra seven times. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze Ata samugate soha, deata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, ata samugate soha, deata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, ata samugate soha, deata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Aza samugate soha, heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, aza samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables. The all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Let's see. Now let's see the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion.
Ramana, please say the chant the mantra three times, then also you can read whatever I describe for each mantra, what it spells, okay?
For the Chenrezig mantra?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So first we'll say the verse of praise, not visible by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I question. So there are many ways of visualizing the Mani mantra. The most recent one was Om, meaning Auma, body, speech, and mind. And when you recite mantra, Mani, it's method or jewel. And then Teme is lotus, representing wisdom. And then Hum is the unification. So meaning by reciting the Mani mantra, your body, speech, and mind, using the method and wisdom, unified, will transform from your body, speech, and mind into the body, speech, and mind of Chenrezig. And then the other one is to do each syllable. And of course, the third way is to, for each syllable to represent the one of six perfections. So first, we'll do the one that Geshe-la has done many times. So for Om, when we recite Om, we think about being liberated from pride. Imagine white light entering your body through your crown, purifying all the negativities and obscurations that create pride in our mind stream. And pride in the sense of I and self-grasping I, and thinking that my way is best. Not considering the opinions of others or the considering the benefit of others, facing your needs and your opinions first above all others. So as we chant the Mani mantra three times, think about clarifying all those obscurations that keep us from liberating us from pride. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani And when we think about that syllable, realize that it liberates us from jealousy. Of course, Om is a white light, and then Ma is a green light. That enters our body through our crown, purifying all the afflictive and cognitive obscurations to being liberated from jealousy. Instead of rejoicing in other happiness and their successes, we can think about rejoicing in them. So as we chant three mani mantras, think about green light cleaning every atom of our body, all traces of jealousy. From this very moment, all the way until enlightenment. A yellow light. And this is not just any kind of doubt. It's a doubt that doubting some of the teachings of the Buddha or your teacher. And instead of, you know, putting it on your shelf, you know, mentally putting on a shelf and thinking, well, maybe in the future, I'll be able to understand this more clearly. So I'm just going to set this aside for a while. Instead, you just immediately, unconditionally just doubt it. And think, oh, how in the world am I going to be liberated? I'm such a lowly person. But there's no way I can get enlightened. In this life or the next life, even over three countless eons, like the bodhisattvas, I'm different from them. I truly doubt that this could ever happen. So just imagine that Ni liberates you from this doubt, cleanses you, enters your crown, goes down into every pore of your body, every cell, and then even the spaces between the cells. So that you're liberated from doubt. I will chant this three times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Big one, it's Pe, which liberates us from ignorance, and it's a blue light. And this is not just ignorance of, like, say, of mundane things, you know, not being able to understand how a clock works, not understanding a math problem. This is the ignorance that turns the wheel of samsara. It's our fundamental confusion. It's the root of samsara. It's the wrong thinking, the wrong view that all phenomena exist inherently, permanently, unable to change. That there's no such thing as cause and conditions, dependent arisings. So this is what the ignorance is. And so to be liberated from this ignorance, which would free us from samsara, then we imagine blue light entering our crown and purifying every single cell in our body again. So we chant three mani mantras. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. And now the next to the last syllable is meh, which liberates from attachment, which is a color of red. Red light. And of course, so there's many attachments, especially the attachment of I and mine. Self inherently existing self, being attached to friends and family and trying to distinguish between family, loved ones, strangers, and also enemies. It's a mind that, it's an excited mind that keeps us from holding our object in our meditation. And it also has this ability to cling to this life. To the sense of self. And it's one of the three poisons that stems from ignorance and helps to spin the cycle of existence of samsara. So let's chant three mani mantras and imagine red light purifying us from and liberating us from attachment. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. And of course, the last one, hum. Is liberates us from anger, and it's a black light. And as Shanti Deva said, there's nothing more, nothing worse than anger, because I can't say it as eloquently as anyone, most people, but it destroys this eons of merit. So in just one look, one word, especially if you, if it's toward a Buddha Bodhisattva, especially a Bodhisattva, you know, you work so, it's like you're working so hard to cultivate a relationship with a person. You work, you know, it could be a friend or a family member. You work so hard for years and years, and then one time you slip up and you say something, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, and then anger arises. And that destroys that relationship. And so this happens also, it's just for in the moment, but it just destroys that marriage. And of course, that's one of the three poisons, anger. So, of course, the antidote is patience. So we need to cultivate patience, especially by knowing the consequences of the anger. So when that anger arises, which will happen, it's not your fault, it's because of familiarization, it's the way you respond to that thought, to strike out, to say something. So with patience, when this black light enters us and purifies all those eons of anger. So there couldn't be anything more precious than this mantra, because it helps us, liberates us from pride, jealousy, doubt, ignorance, attachment, and anger. What could be more wonderful than this? To know this mantra and to be able to chant it and to understand the meaning. So we'll chant this mantra. I guess this is the last one, so it'd be four times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. So the next mantra is the mantra of an inversive priest of Green Tara. Tari liberates from cyclic existence. Tutari liberates from all fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. So we'll say this mantra seven times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 And now Geshe-la will lead us in the refuge and bodhicitta.
Sanje Chöda Soje Chonam La Chancho Kondun Tane Chakzwas Dage Chöje Jive Sonam Jem Dola Peje Sanje Mdomorajo Sanje Chöda Soje Chonam La Chancho Kondun Tane Chakzwas Dage Chöje Jive Sonam Jem Dola Peje Sanje Mdomorajo Sanje Chöda Soje Chonam La Chancho Kondun Tane Chakzwas Dage Chöje Jive Sonam Jem Dola Peje Sanje Mdomorajo Chakha Lame Mena Mena Jiya Lata Lame Mena Mena Jiya Ompon Tama Jya Jiya Lazo Chöje Chon Lama Chakha Chibana Sanje Soja Vangsa Doshi Jiya Deve Jiya Bama Dita Shiya Jiya Tame Chuni Jiya Jiya Namalaya Ketan Luta Nijingi Chepon Tata Miyengi Nana Luwa Kunje Nana Chisa Tamche Keto Dage Chute Do Kage Tuse Nidu Nidawa Tame Bambe Tame Chuni Pese Bango Tam Tela Cha Tse Lu Oh yeah, Hamula, thank you very much. Wonderful. any questions? Tomasi? Yeah, if you have a question, you are welcome to ask. If you have any question, then welcome to ask. So, So last time there, talking about how to control the mind. Now that we follow the mind. Mind doesn't follow, the mind control us, we don't control our mind, mind control us. So their mind is then very much, you know, like influenced by afflictions. Almost seems like no break. Since from beginning of time to now, till now, from no break. So that mind needs to be controlled. So then, of course, I say like all the stress, anxiety, fear, doubt, nervousness. All of them, all each and every one of them, generated by, you know, seeing all kinds of things, hearing all kinds of things, looking at all kinds of things, you know, through the five senses. So it's quite important to learn how to reach to the state where you don't see anything. You don't look at anything, eventually you find nothing. So that kind of state is quite important. What I mean, finding nothing, so that mainly refers to everything that we used to be seeing, not just that, and believing in that. So that thing, that you will not find any of those. You will not find any of those. So that's what I mean, not finding anything. So therefore, you know, this all the great masters said, not seeing anything, nothing to worry, because you are seeing the best thing. Not looking at anything, no need to worry, because you are looking at the best. Not finding anything, maybe you are finding the best. So that's, you know, that's what those great masters said. So quite important to So in order to reach that state that you find nothing, which all the great masters said that you are finding the best, to reach there, so that statement is related to the last professions, profession of wisdoms. Among those six professions, that's related to the last professions. So then why these are the five first professions? Oh, reach there, need support of merit. Without support of merit, it's not hard to reach there. So need merit. Therefore, practicing generosity, practicing ethics, practicing patience, practicing concentrations, or samadhi, same thing. Also, before the samadhi, they're like doing those things, you know, happily, joyfully, joyful effort. So then, samadhi, the best form of mindfulness, the best form of mindfulness. Practicing five professions create merit. So that merit is very much needed in order to reach to the state where you see nothing, but where you find nothing. Where you find nothing. So then when you come out of that state, first of course then you need to, through meditations, through analytical meditations, not right from the beginning, concentration meditations. In order to reach there, you need to do analytical meditations. Analytical meditation will lead you to that state. When you reach to that state, then you concentrate. Through analytical meditation, you reach to the state that you find nothing. So there, you need to experience recollection of that state, or some kind of clue of that state, some kind of understanding. That understanding in the beginning might not be direct experience, but some experience, intellectual experience, some experience. The beginning is not a direct experience, it's like some kind of clue, some kind of understanding. There you concentrate. Then hopefully, eventually, that experience will be direct experience. So that's heavily dependent on merit, amount of merit you create. Okay? So then you come out of there, when you come out of that meditative state, when you come out of there, the impact of this meditation will change your perceptions. When you come out of that meditation, it changes your perceptions. You look at things differently. You look at everything. You look at everything differently. You see everything differently than you used to see before. So then that is widely explained Samadhi Raja Sutras, Sutra of Samadhi, the widely experienced. It is called Jumatabhi Tingzi Samadhi, like illusions, samadhi like illusions. That's what's called samadhi like illusions. Concentration like illusions. That's what's called that experience, that change of your perceptions is called the experience of the concentration of illusions or samadhi of illusion. That's what it's called. So that's widely explained in the Samadhi Raja Sutra or Concentration Sutra. So not just that, then also like the Shantideva also explained that. Shantideva also explained that. Nagarjuna, of course, explained that. So these are, you know, like, these are the results of, you know. So therefore, I think for all of us, I think the best following the preliminary practice, do some preparations. Not just jump there, sit. Do some preparations. Then meditate. Not just like jump on the meditation cushions out of blue and just, then that's how to reach that state. Need to do some preparations. Some kind of preparation. So, to that. So then, you know, of course, follow the seven sitting or eight sitting positions mentioned by Javavyasava, one of the Lama Tsongkhapa main disciples, managed to achieve enlightenment in his lifetime. Javavyasava, the great master, mentioned, you know, so that eight sitting positions. So then after that, do nine round breathing meditations. Venerable Samala will explain. Then after that, do some like breathing meditation. Watch, breathe in, breathe out. Watch, you know, like trying to transform your state of mind into like white fabrics, so that you can dye any color. Means like neutral state. You can do that. And I'm not just making this up. This is just all mentioned in the text. Tuning our mental state into like white fabric. What that means is like make it like more neutral, easier to develop positive mindset. So then breathing, after nine round breathing meditation, then do some breathing meditations, you know, so you can do 7-7 traditionally, you do 21 times. If you cannot do 21 times in one sitting, you can just do 7 and 7 and 7. Because this mind is outwardly 24/7, not good. It's impossible you can get peace of mind. It's impossible how you're going to get peace of mind, because you're letting your mind all over the place, all the time. Impossible. How you're going to, it's very hard to make your mind peace. It's very hard. If you do that all the time, letting your mind everywhere, not good. Well, every day, once in a while, doesn't matter how long, it's good to focus. Means watch your awareness. Or space between thought, watch. Then ask, are you seeing anything? No, I'm not seeing. I'm seeing nothing. That's a good answer. Are you looking at anything? No, I'm not looking at anything. A good answer. These two are good answers. If your answer is, are you seeing anything? If the answer is yes, probably not good. You need to put more effort. Okay? So do that, or you could say that according to the text, says like what this meditation is called, according to text, precisely what it's called, is called watching conventional nature of awareness or your mind. That's what it's called in the text. Commentaries by Pencil Lama. Cool. The root text is called watching space between thought. It doesn't call exactly like that, but it's that's closest you can get. Now I can be. It's very much seems like space between thoughts. That's what it is. It has ability to, as a, it's like eye, when you open, it's exactly like, now open, it looks like when you close your eye, you don't see anything. That's probably now open, just like space between thought. Pretty much say, when you close, what do you see? Nothing. By looking at something, no. You can't look because your eyes close. That's like same like space between thought, like closing your eyes. When you open, able to see everything. Same thing, that space between thought is like that. When it's open, go everywhere, go all over the place. When you close, it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't see anything. So that's called, technically called, in Tibetan language, it's called Nawa Pendrin. It's called Nawa means appearance, Pendrin. Not like you can't say, oh, this is that. You can't say, this is that. There's nothing to pinpoint. Nawa Pendrin. So that, concentrate on that. No concern related to the past, related to the future, no expectations. Nothing to look, nothing to judge, nothing to analyze, just focus. Little bit there, just focus. This is very important. This is the only way that you can stop. You can stop your thought to going everywhere all the time. So that's called, now the beginning is like more like concentrating. So then eventually if you become good at that meditation will become like clear, still water. Because like before it's like murky, so then become clear and clear, then it become clear, still water. So from there, now you can try to reach to the state where you find nothing. That's the ultimate one. So how you do that? As I said, everything. Since from beginning this time to till now, everything, all the history of your life is built on sense of self, notion of self, built on that. Everything that builds on that. Everything, since from beginning this time till now, everything builds on that. What Nagarjuna's students, Chandrakriti says, oh, Tambu Ngashe, Dala, Shinjunji, Dagi, Dishimura says, Tambu Ngashe, right from the beginning, you become attached to self. From there, then mind, body, my religion, my health, my family, my country, my idea, my, then just like goes on and on. That's how every problem begins. That's how all the complications start. So then, when you have become meditation, become like crystal clear water, so then from there, separate set of awareness act like small fish navigating through this clear water. So this is a very important meditation, particular for the, for all of us is very important. So so then, now, as I mentioned before, first in the beginning, analytical meditations, analyzing the notion of self from the still clear water. So without disturbing your vegetation, the small fish navigate but don't disturb the water, same like that. Separate set of awareness, just like small fish navigating through the water without disturbing that water at all. So now it's time to analyze. the notion of self. So then you could go through every part of your body, you go through, whether I recite the text or not, the whole idea is going through every part of your body, asking each time, asking question, am I my hair, am I my head, going through the, each one of them, inside out. What is your conclusion going to be? Will you find something? Nothing. Do you have to be worried? No. Maybe you are finding something best. You are finding the best. There, pause. You concentrate. You pause. Merely imputed. Merely imputed self. That's alive. Merely imputed on this aggregate called Vijigala. That's what's left. No body, nothing. So that meditation will cut the root of your samsara. Will cut the root of your samsara. Your samsara will be shattered, like throwing the glass on the floor. Your samsara will be shattered. All the negative karma will be shattered like that. That's called meditation, or that's called meditation on shunyata. The beginning probably is not going to be long, because it will be like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 50 seconds, 1 minute, slow builds up. Every day is good to go there, you know. Every day is good to look, good to learn how to go to the stage where you see nothing, you look at nothing, and eventually you find nothing. It's very important to go there on a daily basis, whenever you can. This is the perfect time to do. This is the perfect time to do. So then preparation needed. Preparation. You can just jump there. The preparation has been mentioned. You know, if you can. All the preparation has been mentioned. It's good to know. So then at least the positive mindset. If not many preparations, you don't know how to prepare, but at least the positive mindset. First mental state needs to be like white fabric. You cannot be upset. You cannot be successful in these meditations. Your mind, mental state needs to be like white fabric. Top of that, so then set up some positive motivations, positive mindset. The best, bodhicitta is the best. Bodhicitta. So then from there, if you don't know a whole lot of preparations, so then just that's how to start. 9 round breathing meditations. And after that, 21 breathing meditations to transforming your mental state into white fabric. Then right after that, then meditate on altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. If you have any idea of bodhicitta, meditate on bodhicitta. If you don't, so then just think about happiness for all mother sentient beings, some sort of the positive mindset. So then out of that, so then you meditate, you know, like what your space vision taught. So make sure that watching meditation become like clear crystal water, clear still water. So then from there, so then you try to reach to the space where you find nothing. So that's called meditation. Equipoise is like space or sky. Nyamsha Labgata Vitoni, meditative equipoise like sky or space. When you come out of that meditation, then what your experience is going to call mindfulness, experience of mindfulness like illusions. Your perception change. Nothing is serious. I used to think everything is serious. Or the small dirt on the floor, that's a very serious thing. And now it's nothing. Something is not in order in the kitchens. So serious, or nothing. It's nothing. So that change, your perception change. present it. It's not something that absolutely is just your part of your perceptions. It's not part of your perceptions now. That you used to think of something so serious now. Not that serious. It's just and the seriousness when you're trying to analyze to find where you're going to reach, you're going to reach the state finding nothing. So that's called, this experience is called experience like illusions. Experience like illusions. Miji, the illusionist, see illusions. Ordinary people in the ordinary, what they see illusions. Illusionists, ordinance, they both see illusions. What's the difference? Different illusionist doesn't believe what he or she sees. People in the ordinary, they believe what they see. They don't see that is an illusion. They see something very solid. This is different. Seeing and believing two different things. Magicians see the magic, audience see the magic. Different between magicians and audience. Magician doesn't believe or she. Magician doesn't believe what they see, but people in the audience, they believe what they see. That's called illusions. So then when you come out of that meditative equipoise like sky, that's called Nyamsha Nagwata Vitoni. So then after when you come out of that meditation, the experience is called concentration like illusions. Concentration like illusions, that's what it's called. Means nothing is serious. Your just mind made it up. Your mind just made it up. This is a very serious thing. Nothing is serious. Doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist. So see, when you read the prayers to interdependence composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, in that text clearly states not see doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's how it exists. It doesn't exist the way we perceive. Thing doesn't exist the way we perceive. No? Oh, so that's important. Not seeing anything, is that bad? No, it's the best. Not looking at anything, is that the bad? No, that's the best. Not finding anything, is that bad? No, that's the best finding. Oh. That makes sense? Oh. So every day, it's important every day, As I said, preparation is required. Preparation is required. The preparation can be hour long. Actual meditation can be 5 minutes. Oh, very good. Wonderful. Very good. Preparation can be 1 hour. Actual meditation can be just 5 minutes. Oh, wonderful. Because that 5 minutes is going to be good 5 minutes because 1 hour preparation has been done. So in order to make good pizza, preparation is required. You can't just pizza right away. It's not like that. Preparation is required. Good preparations will produce good results. Not that great preparation will not produce that the best results. Same thing, everything we do, to produce something require preparations. Do you believe? Do you agree? That requires preparations. Without preparation, even you cannot make tea. How are you going to make tea? In order to make tea, you have to boil the water. That's the preparations. You can't just make tea I'm not going to boil water. I'm going to enjoy the best tea. Just go into the hose in the sink. Then just get the water, put tea there. It doesn't taste good because there's no preparation to be done. See, preparation is needed. I'm not just saying, oh, this part of the, oh, this is maybe part of the tradition, you know, Buddhist tradition. I probably don't need. I'm much smarter than that. Maybe I just jump in right into the meditations. No problem. It will not produce good results. Preparations. Everything we try to produce, preparations needed. Okay? So then, of course, if you wonder, oh, Gisela is talking about preparation, what kind of preparation? Oh, in exactly according to the Buddhism, refuge in Buddhism, the prayer, oh, for immeasurables, with the meditations, not just mumbling the word, with the meditations. So then after that, Guru Yoga practice, intensive Guru Yoga practice. So then, only time that you let is for like even 5 minutes for meditations, it will produce some results. Okay, preparation. So don't just think, oh, meditation is the only one require preparation. No, no. Everything we do in our life requires preparation to produce some result. No, produce good results. Good tea, good bread, good pizza, good cheesecake, good banana bread. It all requires preparations, instructions and preparations. Without preparation, there will be not. Of course, you can go to the store to buy the banana bread. Doesn't require any preparations. Unfortunately, you cannot buy that meditation in the store. No store sells that meditation. So you cannot just go and buy. But if anybody sells, it will be fast available in the United States. You can buy. But if you cannot buy here, you cannot buy anywhere. Oh, see. So that's why, you know, whatever provision, mantra, some prayers, was good. So now time is running out. Stop here. So then see you next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, next Sunday. So this meditation is not finished yet. There's so much to talk. It's important. There's so much to talk. Don't think, okay, every Sunday Krishna is talking the same thing. Yeah. What I'm doing every day, people ask, how's your day, Krishna? Same old. My day, same old. Every day I do the same thing. Nothing, you know, sometimes extra, nothing special. Same thing again. Why you do same thing? To gain meditative experience. That's why. Do same thing, hoping to gain meditative experience. That's why. Meditative experience doesn't gain doing just one time. Just do again. That's why. Same old. Oh yeah, thank you very much. So, Samula, we do the dedications. So then, next Sunday. Samula, people don't hear your dedications. Oh, you are doing the dedication of emptiness.
Exactly. Let's see. Okay. All right. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms, and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. For as long as faith remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, first for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chen Rezi Chintan Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Then one for Sarah J. Intermuche Gyatso Mosandara. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatai. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of a yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. One for Lama Tsongkhapa. You uphold us in doors more away. You serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanas Victoria's doctrine. You masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels. Savor myself and others, your disciples. Please, please, live on. And of course, seven green Tara mantras for Geshe La and Geshe Sampo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for coming. So have a wonderful Sunday. Cindy, you're doing okay? So I was just wondering why you were wearing at the center? Oh, okay, up front. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dana.